All right, we're going to call this Budget and Finance Committee to order. Mr. Treasurer, I'm going to pass it over to you for our report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're going to be a summary statement, court, January 1st, 2024 through March 31st, 2024. There are extra copies over here too, if anybody, did everybody get a copy? County General Fund 1,000, $3,444,575.77. County Road Fund 2,000, $4,666,511.06. County Road Sales Tax Fund 3402, $4,388,794.01. Animal Welfare and Control Fund 3404, $1,539,509.95. Criminal Justice Sales Tax Fund 3407, $2,842,244.52. Coronavirus Relief Fund 1005, $930,186.58. American Rescue Plan Fund 3046, $9,169,680.53. Flipping to page two. Once again, the only taxes we've really collected so far are the delinquent taxes, so we're not going to see that big jump until May. But all of the revenues are carrying higher than 2023, and we intend to stay kind of right there where we are throughout the year. So as long as nothing moves there, we're in really good shape. Page three is our sales tax. Sales tax for March is $1,082,692.99. That's 1.4% higher than March of 2023, and we're still running at 16.37%.
Scott, did you ever determine the anomaly of 45%?
Well, yes and no.
Okay.
Okay. Looking at those NICA deals, buildings and materials for January were out of range by about, I think, if I remember right, it's been about a month ago since I looked at it, I think they were about $400,000 over what they were in January of the previous year. And I'm saying that that is probably due to the construction. Okay. Don't know that 100%, but just trying to kind of gather what we can gather from what category was really out of range.
Okay.
And I can bring that stuff to y'all and we can go over through it if y'all want to. I just don't have it with me today.
No, that's fine. I was just curious. But you kind of got it narrowed down to that
narrowed down
category.
It's a pretty good guess, I think. I don't know that for 100% sure yet. So anyway, like I said, we're 16.37% better year to date, and that really has a lot to do with that anomaly that we had in January. If you're really looking at it, we're, you know, out beside that January, we're looking at probably 5% better than last year, if you don't take that anomaly out. Total taxes collected through March is $4,023,327.19. That's 30% of our projected $13.5 million. So, as you know, we're through one quarter, and if you're 30%, we're well over where we need to be. And if you'll turn over to the last page, that's our sales tax revenue. You can see the 3-month moving average has clicked down just a little bit, and the 1-year moving average has kind of flattened out. Once again, a lot of that jump there is that January number. And we'll be stepping out of that January number next month, and you'll see that really fall down again. But it's still much higher than our 1 year. Nothing really to worry about right now. We still see a moderate increase, and that's kind of what we want to see right now when the inflationary stuff kind of settles out. Next month, I'm going to have a little bit of a report, hopefully, on some inflationary numbers to kind of give you an idea of where we are as far as what the CPI is. Also, I think on the agenda today is the carryover numbers, the actual carryover numbers. So I guess we'll get to that when we need to. Anybody else have any questions on any of this? Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, sir. All right. Rolling on to new business. Do I hear a motion for proposed ordinance 24-10?
I'll make a motion to put proposed ordinance 24-10 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Is there any questions on this? You see Homeland Security next to that Shishgap grant. I forget exactly what that stands for, but it's Homeland Security. It's like a pass-through grant that we get every year. Justice Roberts, do you need an agenda? Do you need a thing? Okay. All right, all in favor of the passage of 24-10, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Do I have a motion for 24-11?
Motion for proposed ordinance 24-11 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, do you have any questions about this? Margaret, can I ask who's running this? Like who's...
Margaret,
or do you know? Yeah.
Yep. So this is for drug court. This is money, the opioid. I'm sure y'all all heard the opioid settlement money that the Attorney General's office has got. So what has happened on this is legislative audit has come down and said we want to use this grant fund number for this money and this revenue code for this money. This is come off a template that was sent out by AAC in order to use and set this fund up. This is Judge Clausen's drug court, and that's the ones we're using this money. And this just sets up the fund, sets up the revenue code, and it also appropriates the money which was received in last week.
Is there something that defines specifically where this needs to be appropriated, or was he just the first one to grab it, or is he drug court?
It's going out to all counties, and I've got a spreadsheet on it on which counties got what amount, but it was essentially between how many cases that each judge went through. We got the maximum 25,000. You see there, there's 28, 231, 18. There's some interest in with that when they gave us the whole thing. I don't know, there's nothing that I know of that says here's how you can or can't spend it other than you got to spend it through drug court.
Through drug court.
Right. And okay. So this is our portion of that. We don't know if they'll get more or not. You know, they may do another disbursement or something of it, but I don't know that at this time. This really kind of all came about within the last 6 weeks to a month that all this information has come from AAC.
Do you know what they use it for within that other professional services line item? Like,
I don't know that. That'd,
okay,
be a question.
I was curious.
That'd be a question for them.
Hotel rooms, it can be contractors that they use to...
That's a pretty wide line item. I just didn't know if they already had like something specific or not. It's just kind of where it's going.
Just in talking with Judge Clausen, he mentioned a number of different things that he was looking for, and so we just did our best to try and figure out between those line items what he might use them for.
Okay.
But they're all in that same category, so he might go over one and under one and next year we'll have a better idea.
Yeah. You said next year, do you think, is this something that will get multiple years?
I don't know that. I haven't talked to anybody at the AG's office about how they're distributing this. And if it's settlement money, if it's like tobacco settlement, I think that tobacco settlement come in for years, you know.
Okay.
But I just don't know that much about the inner workings of how they're, for one, how they're getting the money in, or two, how they're distributing it.
Okay.
Counselor, Treasurer, is this a state or federal grant?
Well, it's not truly a grant. Right. It's not a grant. It's called, like I said, this all come from leg audit. How to name this is Adult Drug Court Opioid Settlement Grant Fund. But if you see there, it's a 3048 number. It's a special revenue fund. It's not a grant. A grant would be a 3500 series.
Yes.
Okay, so, and this is state funds. This is state money that come in from the opioid settlement case from, I can't remember when they settled that thing. It's been 4 or 5 years ago, I think. But if it's anything like tobacco settlement, if you recall, they did the tobacco settlement, I think, in 2001, and I think they distributed those funds for over a decade. Don't know if it's going to be that big, and don't really know how this is lined out, but we'll take what they give us for sure.
All right, Justices, any other questions? All in favor of the passage of 24-11, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, do we have a motion on 24-12?
Make a motion to put proposed ordinance 24-12 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. And I will pass it over to Treasurer Sanson for an explanation of what we have here.
Okay. This, once again, is the amended carryover number that we do. We typically do it March. We had some things hung up last month, so we're carrying it to April. Most of you remember we've done this in years past. When we do a carryover number, it is truly an estimate. It's an estimate of what monies we think will be there in those funds as January 1st. This is the actual. This is actually how much was there. We take the number from the actual number from December 31st and last period 13 expenses, and that's the amount we have to work with as far as January 1st goes. Some balances are more, some are less, and we just do the best we can with those numbers. But these are the actual carryover numbers that we have going into January 1st of this year for budgeting. And I'll answer any questions you have on any of the funds there.
Most of the ones I'm seeing are more. Or less. I haven't seen any.
Now what you're looking at there, they're all less because the balance of January 31st less expenses in period 13.
Yeah.
The estimated carryovers are not on there.
Okay, I think that's what I was thinking about.
The estimated carryovers are not on there. These are just getting us how we got to the actual carryover number. County General is considerably less. If you'll remember me talking about last year, how the revenues I thought were going to come in December didn't come in. Expenditures were a little bit more in December. So I believe it's about $600,000 less on County General. Okay. When you get health fund, I think health fund is, I believe employee health fund is maybe $800,000 more. And so, like I said, I've said it 1,000 times. I'll say again, that's the hardest thing to do is guess that carryover. So, and there's a lot of moving parts there.
So just for context, when we were going through the budget process in November or whenever it was, you know, we all based it off of a sheet that had each fund spelled out, and at the bottom there somewhere, or at the top, it started out with estimated carryover. And so Scott was estimating the amount of money that we'd be rolling over from that fund from 2023 into 2024. And like he said, the estimate for County General might have been $5 million, say.
But it was $5.5 million.
Yeah. But we know now, looking at this, that the actual carryover is this 4.846 number. Does that make sense? Just how we track. And so this kind of brings it full circle, you know, to say some things we might have overestimated our carryover on, some things we might have underestimated our carryover on. But it's a guessing game, like you said.
And it does not affect anything as far as needing to cut any budgets at this point. We made budgets from what we do best, and I don't believe there's anywhere that we have to cut budgets. I know with County General we definitely didn't, because that was something I looked at right off the bat when we come in under what I thought we were going to. It's just to make sure that we're working off the best numbers that we possibly can from this point forward.
And that's why I personally take a more fiscally conservative approach, because we don't know exactly when our carryover estimates are going to come under that estimation. You may ask Scott.
So, Treasurer, so this carryover, is it already in the budget from the total number, or are we to add that?
On your reports today, the carryovers have not been passed yet, so there's nothing that's in your reports today that reflect these changes, because these don't change until you say yes. Actually, it doesn't change until the full court says yes next week. But so the information that you're seeing here is not going to reflect what we're trying to pass. You see what I'm saying? It will next month if it passes. Now, not to put the cart before the horse on it, I think it'll pass, but once again, I don't want to report something that's not yet.
Justice, do you have any questions? Any justices out in the peanut gallery have any questions? I'll make sure y'all understand what's going on here too. Okay, all in favor of the passage of 24-12, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. What month are we in? April? Do y'all have any questions or announcements or concerns or anything? We're clicking right along in the year. It'll be about August, probably, when I'll start my initial budget discussions. There won't be, you know, these budget discussions, but it'll be about August when I start talking with Mr. Higgins and Mr. Sanson about what worked last year, what do we want to change this year in the budget process. So if y'all want to also kind of think about that, like what you liked, what you didn't like, things that may have been unclear to you that we want to make more clear. Let's just figure out how to make the process better for all of us and all of y'all as well.
Yes. I do want to mention, you know, we've kind of been doing these same reports now for 4, 5, 6 years. If y'all have a report that you would like to see or any changes in these reports, something, information that you would like, let me know. We'll work with you and try to get those. These are not the exact same things I did when we started, but we've kind of tweaked them with other JPs have asked for a certain thing or not something. And so I want to give you reports that help you the best, okay? And if we're not doing that, I'm not doing my job. So anything that you are interested in or think might be helpful, let me know. Once again, I'm going to do the CPI, some CPI reporting next month. If there's any questions that you might have on that, just let me know, and I'll research those before we get to next month, and we can kind of work some of that out. I kind of like, you know, the last numbers we really looked at were October of last year when we were kind of trying to decide on things when the budget process goes. It's been about 6 months since then. I think it's a good time to take a look. What I'm currently hearing, I've not looked at them yet, but the inflationary numbers are staying up just a little bit more than they anticipated. It came out about 6 weeks ago, but that's why your interest rates are holding like they are. So, anyway.
I just want to tell you all about another idea that I had from last year, and I don't know whether or not we'll do it. It'll just be based off y'all's feedback and what you want to do. You know, last year we met 5 times, I think, as a committee, Tuesday, Thursday, Tuesday, Thursday, Tuesday, Thursday, something like that. We may, one of these meetings in the future, have a discussion on whether or not we want to continue that pattern. It's also a possibility that we could meet, maybe pick a day in the middle of the week, depending on y'all's work schedules and what's possible and what's not possible. And we could meet starting at 8 o'clock in the morning and line them all up and get them all done in one day, or go until we get tired and start again, or whatever. So anyway, it's just an idea of us trying to figure out how to make this a nice, efficient, effective process.
And there will be food at this said meeting.
Right. I'm sure we can figure that out. Okay. I'm sure that would be.
It's very important.
All right, Justice, y'all have anything else? All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn? All right, we're adjourned. Thank y'all.